At them, I tell you, things are beauty and a joy forever. Look at that.
Yon bonny banks and my yon bonny bridge, where the sun shines bright on the Glomond, where me and my true lover ever want to be, on the bonny, bonny banks of the Glomond. Oh, you take the high road, and I'll take the low road. I'll be in Scotland before ye, for me and my true love will never be again.
I goofed on some of the words in that one. And,
that's all right.
Is that all right?
That's all right.
Well, I know, but I'm scared Cousin Thelma will come over and beat me. You're going to do it right. And I apologize for that. But anyway, on this one, you ought to know this one also. This one was one of Robert Burns' songs. Robert Burns, the Scots poet, and we'd like to have you come in with us on this one. It's called Coming Through the Rye.
Every laddie has a lassie, none they say hey I, but all the lassies smile at me, we're coming through the rye. Fair laddie, meet a lassie coming from the town. If a laddie greet a lassie, meet a lassie town. I'm afraid there is a swain I dearly love me so, but what's her name, but what's her name, I do not care to tell. Well, laddie, be the lassie coming through the rye. If the laddie kiss the lassie, be the lassie cry. Every laddie has a lassie, none they say hey I, but all the lassies smile at me, but coming through the rye.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Cousin Thelma, I'm just reading the notes that I made about them. Don't take too much. Look, isn't that a fine way for her to treat us? This next song is one that everybody sings once a year, and seldom does anybody sing all of it. And we thought maybe you'd come in with us in this one. This song was collected by, I guess, one of the first folk song collectors known in recorded history, and that was Robert Burns. And he sent a copy of this song, a manuscript of this song, to the British Museum with the following note. The following song, which has never been in print or even manuscript, is old, and I took it down from an old man singing. Okay, and we'd like to have you sing it along with us, okay?
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of old exile and old exile and days of old exile? We'll make a cup of kindness for days of
something.
Well, we'll forgive him for talking so much about his songs, and we're glad that you did all those great old songs that we know. And sometimes if we ask you if you know some folk song, you say no, but you do. All of us do, because they are a part of our great heritage. Now, how many of you are here today for the first time? Oh, my, that's great. Well, you have another treat in store. We have a lot of cloggers in Florida now, but unfortunately, they're having their convention this weekend down in Orlando, and we couldn't scare up but just one little group. So we reached way up into North Carolina for a long time. We wanted to bring down a most distinguished group from Canton, North Carolina, the Southern Appalachian Cloggers. Floyd King is their leader, and they are here. and welcome them, please. They are being accompanied by those Wildcats.
Bridge. don't worry about the horses. Load the wagon. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you. Thank you, folks. Let me tell you a little story about these cloggers. It happened to us one time up in Virginia. We went up there for Virginia Festival, and they had a platform built about 4 foot off the ground. Had it built out of plywood. Down underneath this platform, there was two little beagle dogs. And every time somebody come out on that stage, one of these little beagles would run out. He'd cock his head sideways and raise one ear and look to see what's going on. He'd run back under there and tell that other little beagle what's going on. And I'd been watching these two little old beagles, and these cloggers hit that floor up there, and that one little beagle run out there and cocked his head sideways, raised that ear up, and he dashed back under there, and he said, you know, said, if we was to cut a shine like that, they'd worm us.
Well, do you think I was bragging too much? We're so glad they're here, and they're going to be here the whole weekend. The whole weekend. And I think I excused them just one program. I don't remember which one it is. But anyway, they're here, and we're happy to have them. Now let's welcome two of our delightful singers, Jim and Gretchen Crawford from Jacksonville.
Thank you, Cousin Thelma. That's a heck of an act to follow, I tell you. I knew it'd be the cloggers or bluegrass. We're going to do some traditional Appalachian-type folk music. This first one we'd like to do is a murder ballad from North Carolina. I think it was made a couple of Tar Heels out here. And I think Doc Watson made this popular. It's called Willie Moore. Willie Moore was a king and his age was 21. He courted a lady fair. Her eyes were as bright as diamonds after night, and raven black was her hair. Courted her both by night and day, till marriage they did agree. But when they went to get her parents' consent, they said that it never could be. She threw herself in Willie Moore's arms, as oft she had done before. And little did he know when he left her that night fair, and he would see no more. Mm-hmm. was known both far and wide. Her friends were all around. And then the little brook before the cottage tore the body up there and was found. She was taken by her weeping friends and laid in her parents' room.
And there she was dressed in a shroud of snowy white and laid in a lowly tomb.
Her parents now are all alone. One mourns and the other weeps. And in the little mound before the cottage door, the body up there and still sleeps. Billy Moore never spoke that anyone knew, and soon from his friends did part.
Last heard from him, he was in Montreal, where he died of a broken heart.
I'm going to try to do this. This is one of my favorite songs. It's also one of my favorite ones to forget the words on. I think I've done it every single solitary time I've done this song, I've forgotten the word. But I got a trick this time. Huh? Song's called The Good Old Rebel. All you Southerners out here.
Now I'm a good old rebel, now that's just what I am. This fair land of freedom, well, I do not care a damn. Well, I'm glad we fit against it, and I only wish we'd won. I don't want no pardon for anything I've done. I hate this Yankee nation, this great public too. Hate that Freedmen Bureau in uniform. I hate that nasty ego with all his bragging fuss. Them lying, thieving Yankees, Lord, I hate them worse and worse. I hate this Constitution, this great republic, too. Hate that Declaration of Independence, too. I hate that striped banner, tis dripping with our blood. That nasty eagle, and I'd fit it if I could. Well, I followed old Marsh Robert for 4 years near about. Got wounded in 3 places, and I starved at Point Lookout. Well, I caught that rheumatism camping in the snow. But I killed a chance of Yankees, Lord, I'd like to kill some more. 300,000 Yankees is stiff in southern dust. Well, we got 300,000 before they conquered us. They died of southern fever, of southern steel and shot. And I wish it was 3 million instead of what we got. Well, I can't take up my musket and fight them now no more. But I ain't gonna love them, and that's my starting show. And I don't want no pardon for what I was and am. And I won't be reconstructed, cause I don't give a damn.
Okay, this is another traditional ballad here. We'd usually do it for Lee and Peggy Kelly. They had to go back early today. Y'all saw them last night on the program. It's called Peggy-O.
As we march down to Fanario,
as we march down to Fanario, our captain fell in love with a lady like a dove, and the name she was called was Pretty Peggy-O.
Come go along with me, pretty Peggy-O.
Come go along with me, pretty Peggy-O.
In coaches you shall ride with your true love by your side. As grand as any lady in the aerial.
What would your mother think, pretty Peggy-O?
What would your mother think, pretty Peggy-O? What would your mother think for to hear the guineas cling? And soldiers all marching before you.
Come tripping downstairs, pretty Peggy-O. Come tripping downstairs, pretty Peggy-O. Come tripping downstairs and tie up your yellow hair. And bid a last farewell to Sir William Moe. Well, you're the man I love, handsome William Moe. Well, you're the man I love, handsome William O. Well, you're the man I love, but your fortune is too low. I'm afraid my mother would be angry, oh. If ever I return, pretty Peggy, oh. If ever I return, pretty Peggy, oh. If ever I return, then the city I will burn and destroy all the ladies in the aerial. Well, our captain, he is dead, pretty Peggy-O. Our captain, he is dead, pretty Peggy-O. Our captain, he is dead, and he died for me. Buried in Louisiana country, oh.
We'd like to leave you with this last one. I don't see Will sitting up there on the hill. I wanted to do this one for him. We've been coming down here together for 5 or 6 years. Gretchen's been coming down for about 20 years. And all this time we've been listening to music of Gamble and Will. And I don't know, it just kind of got to me a couple of years ago. And I thought, well, maybe I'll try to write a Florida song. So 2 years ago, well, let me back up a little bit. I used to go fishing in Jacksonville across from Blunt Island with my son. And it used to be pretty good red bass fishing up there until the Corps of Engineers came in there and blasted the river bottom out so they could get these big tankers up to Blunt Island. Now, I guess, I don't know, the dynamite, I guess, scared the fish off, but they don't come back anymore. And they took all the sludge and everything from the bottom of the river and dumped it in the back river that they had over there where the shrimp used to come up. I guess that's why the red bass don't come back, because there's no more shrimp in there to feed on. But anyway, with all this in mind and a couple of things that Cousin Thelma had mentioned about the cedar trees in Florida, who many of them were cut down and made into pencils. So with Will McLean in mind and a couple of thoughts that Cousin Thelma had given me, I sat down and wrote this song. It's called the St. John's River.
Oh, Florida, you beautiful southern land. I loved you as a native son as dearly as I can. Well, I hope and pray to God that the end is not drawing near. And I hope our politicians will join me in my fear. The majestic St. John's River used to flow with royal blue, and in no Florida sunny skies where the Florida stork once flew, and in our piney forest giant cedars used to grow. Now they've all been milled to pencils and they tower there no more. Oh, Florida, you beautiful southern land. I loved you as a native son as dearly as I can. Well, I hope and I pray to God that the end is not drawing near. And I hope our politicians will join me in my fear. Well, I used to fish back river where the shrimp would come to spawn. But now it's filled with sludge and sand, and the shrimp no longer come. Well, it blasted out my river so bigger ships couldn't make their way. And now there is a loading dock where the porpoise used to play. Oh, Florida, you beautiful southern land. I loved you as a native son as dearly as I can. I hope and I pray to God that the end is not drawing near. And I hope our politicians will join me in my view. Well, I used to spend my solitude on the banks of the old St. John's. There I spent many afternoons just fishing with my son. But the beer cans and the power lines have clogged my fishing hole. And every time I return there, well, it makes my blood run cold. Oh, Florida, you beautiful southern land. I loved you as a native son as dearly as I can. I hope and I pray to God that the end is not drawing near. And I hope our politicians will join me in my fear.
Thank you very much.
And this is what a folk festival is. Young people, old people, all ages, returning year after year to share their songs, their sayings, their dances, the old ways. Well, here comes one right now. I think they're better than syrup to sop myself. They're from down Lakeland way. Actually, they're all teachers. They're all fine musicians, but they are great comedians, too. Lydia and the Pinkhams from Lakeland. Where is she? But did she take sick?
Paste her up.
I think your program lists me as playing a dulcimer, but this year I'm using an auto harp. This is a sequence of songs which we have called a saga of love and revenge. There's a house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun. It's been the ruin of many a maid. Lord, I know I'm one. My mother, she was a tailor. She sewed my old blue jeans. My father, he was a gambling man. Down in
they call the rising sun.
lays around, and she takes and she sits on others' knees, and she tells them things she'd never tell to me.
Well, don't go there a-drinking and a-gambling. Don't go there, your sorrow's for to drown. That hard liquor place is a low-down disgrace. It's the meanest old place in this damn town.
By the barroom door, the very last time I saw her false-hearted smile, she was laying on that barroom floor.
Rudy toot toot, that man did shoot, and she rolled onto the floor.
Sweet, 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 oh, sweet revenge.
Hard, and it's hard, ain't it hard to love one who never will be true?
Frankie and Johnny were lovers. Lordy, how they could love. Swore to be true to each other, true as the stars above. He was her man, but he done her. Frankie walked down to the corner, went in the saloon for some beer. She said to the fat bartender, has my Johnny man been here? He was her man, but he done her wrong.
I ain't gonna tell you no stories, I ain't gonna tell you no lies. Johnny was here about an hour ago with a gal named Nellie Bly. If he's your man, he's doing you wrong.
Frankie walked down to South 12th Street, from a window so high. There she saw her Johnny hugging that Nellie Bly. He was her man, but he was doing her wrong. Frankie pulled out her six-shooter.
Uh-oh.
Pulled out her old .44.
Ooh.
Rooty-toot-toot, that gal did shoot. Johnny rolled onto the floor. She shot her man, 'cause he done her wrong.
Roll me over easy.
Yeah.
Roll me over slow.
Why?
Roll me over gently, boys. Them bullets hurt me so. I was Frankie's man nearly all of the time.
tired carriage. Roll out your rubber tire neck. Well, men are going to the graveyard. 11 of them coming back.
He was her man, but he done.
Ain't it hard to love one who never did love you?
Well, I hope that the friend that you've thrown yourself in with gets drunk and loses his job.
Sure!
Every road you travel on is rough and rocky and hard. You never was my woman. You only made me blue. So all in all, if the curtain should fall, I hope that it falls on you. I'll have sweet, sweet, sweet metal revenge. I'll have sweet, sweet, sweet metal revenge. Well, I hope that the train from Caribou, Maine runs over your new love affair. You walk the floor from door to door and pull out your peroxide hair. You never was my woman. You never could be true. So all in all, if the curtain should fall, I hope that it falls on you. Then I'll have sweet, sweet, sweet mental revenge.
Hard, ain't it hard, ain't it
I'll
hard?
Have sweet, 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 sweet mental revenge. I'll have sweet, sweet, sweet mental
people talking about the weather, and you stay up late to watch the 11 o'clock news just to find out what it's going to do the next day. But you can't do anything about it anyway. That's been going on for years. But we feel that Mr. Mozart said it the right way. This is a canon by Mozart.
Everyone talks of the weather. No one does a thing about it. Will it be fair? Will it be rain? We sit around and just complain. We cannot do a thing about it.
Everyone talks of the weather.
Nor could we ever do without it.
No one does a thing about it.
We could just smile and wait a while.
Will it be rain?
Or listen to the forecast of the weather.
We sit around and just complain. We cannot do a thing about it.
He will be wrong of that, you can be sure.
Nor can we ever do without it.
In life he must endure.
We can just smile and wait a while.
Aren't they great? Let's give them another hand.